Have you ever wondered why are there so many different types of annuities out there? That's what we're going to be talking about today in episode number 73 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. So in today's episode, we're actually going to look at how are these annuities designed, which will also answer the question, why are there so many different types of annuities in the marketplace? So annuities are carefully designed by actuaries using mathematical principles, financial analysis, and a very deep understanding of risk. And here's just maybe a little bit too in-depth of overview of how they put these together, but let's look at some of the main criteria that the actuaries pay attention to when designing an annuity. So number one, they look at risk assessment, which basically comes down to longevity risk. Okay, that's very important for income annuities. Then they look at mortality data analysis. So they're using these mortality tables to determine a life expectancy of a group of people. Actuaries are really good at figuring out how many people inside of a certain age range in a certain part of the country or the world will live to a certain age. So they can tell you with a very specific degree of accuracy how many people will live to a certain age. They just can't tell you who will live to a certain age. Number three, they're going to look at interest rate assumptions. Interest rates are going to go up and down throughout the terms of these annuities. So they have to take a very careful look at economic forecast. Number four is pricing models. So they develop pricing models to calculate premiums and then really determine how much a person needs to pay up front for their annuity or how much they would need to pay on an ongoing basis to really guarantee the benefits that they're being offered through that annuity. Number five is benefit design. And we're actually going to get a little more in depth on this in just one second. And number six, regulatory compliance. So actuaries need to ensure that annuities comply with the law and the industry regulations, which there are a lot. Okay, each state has their own insurance commissioner. Okay, so basically you're doing business in like 50 different countries because every state has little tweaks on their rules and regulations. And then number seven, ongoing monitoring. So these annuities designs are reviewed periodically, really to account for economic changes, demographic shifts, and evolving customer needs. So with like growth annuities, with just straight fixed index annuities, this is why you may see cap rates and participation rates and spreads change throughout the term unless you have something called a rate lock already written into the annuity, okay? Annuity companies don't want to change the terms that were originally offered, and a lot of them are really good at their original pricing. However, if the economy starts to get way out of whack and they have to adjust some things to make sure they're living up to the guarantees that they originally offered, you may see some changes, and this is why. But what I really want to focus on, because this is what I think confuses people the most, are the features and benefits inside of these annuities. So the benefit design involves tailoring annuity products to meet specific customer needs and preferences. So actuaries consider various options to provide the flexibility, the security, customization, and at the end of the day, competitiveness with other annuity companies in the marketplace. So some of the benefit designs and features that you'll find in different annuities are they look at a payment type with like an income annuity. So that could be a fixed payment, which means it's just going to give you a level payment. And whether that's for your life or for a fixed amount of time, depends on the annuity and the option you choose. Variable payments. Okay, these are linked to investment performance and they can increase with fixed indexed annuities that have an income rider and the opportunity for increase in income. Or with variable annuities, sometimes they can decrease based on those returns, which is why I personally don't like variable annuities. The other one is a deferred payment option. If you fund an annuity today and then you wait 5 years to start it, that is going to give you a much bigger payout, so a much bigger benefit. So there's a lot of calculations that go into that. The other benefit design they look at is the duration of those payments. Is it going to be a lifetime payment, or is it going to be just a term certain? This thing's going to pay me for 10, 15, 20, 25 years, and then it's going to stop. Okay. And there are places where I recommend annuities like that, but it has to be a very specific situation. They're also going to look at a benefit for like an inflation protection. Is this income going to go up? Remember, there's always a trade-off to that, which is going to be a much lower starting income. Survivor benefits, okay, death benefits. Will the death benefit last until all the money is paid off? Or is that going to be based on index growth? Or is it going to be annuitized? Meaning, I've never actually done one of these. This is where a lot of annuities get a bad name, is people think they're going to send their money to the annuity company. The annuity company is going to start giving them an income every month. And if they die 6 months later, all the money's gone. That's what's known as a single premium immediate annuity with no death benefit. Okay. That means you're handing over a lump sum of money to the insurance company. And if you die 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 days later, they keep it. I've never sold one of those ever. And I think those are pretty rare that are actually being sold in today's marketplace because there's so many options to guarantee there is a death benefit with your annuity. Withdrawal flexibility. This is the difference of, hey, am I taking a 10% lump sum every year or am I getting a guaranteed income? And then riders and add-ons. These are things like long-term care benefits, increased death benefit, bonuses, all those type of things. All these features and benefits go into the design of these annuities. So the actuaries balance these features with financial sustainability, ensuring that the company can actually meet those obligations while also offering a competitive and attractive product compared to all their counterparts in the marketplace. So it's a very creative and complex aspect of this annuity design. So I really want to dig into the actual benefit design here and explain to you why there's so many different options and why one annuity that sounds really good on the surface may not be the best option for you. These are what I call the dinner seminar annuities. Nothing wrong with dinner seminars. I don't personally do them. That's not my style. But when you go to one of those dinner seminars, you're going to hear a pitch, most likely, of an annuity that has a bunch of bells and whistles, a bunch of features and benefits inside of it, and it sounds really good. But when you understand how these things are designed, you're going to start to ask better questions about that annuity. Okay, so when the actuaries start to design these products, sometimes they'll reach out to guys like me in the field and they'll say, okay, what is the marketplace demanding? What is the desire out there? And you'll have some guys that say, okay, we want an annuity that has a bonus and that comes with a guaranteed income and has the potential for increasing income over time, but also has an increased death benefit along with it. And if we can do it with no expenses, that would be ideal. But here's something you need to remember. An early mentor of mine told me there are no deals in the insurance industry. Everything is based on math. So when you see an annuity with a lot of features and benefits in it, you have to remember that each one is going to become less effective. So if you think of these designs as almost on a point system, and the actuaries are saying, okay, we can offer 100 points total, and every feature and benefit that we add into it is going to subtract points from that pot of 100. So let's just use the example I just gave, bonus, guaranteed income, increases, death benefit, no expenses. Okay, each one of those features and benefits is going to steal 20 points from the pot. And because each feature and benefit has such a low point value, it's going to become less effective inside of that annuity. You're not going to get a really good benefit from any one of them. However, if someone like me goes in there and says, hey, we're looking for the highest guaranteed income possible out of anybody else in the marketplace, the actuaries will say, okay, we can do that. However, that guaranteed income is going to eat up about 95 points out of that 100. So we have a little wiggle room, and maybe we can put that extra 5 points towards maybe some indexing growth to help extend the death benefit a little bit. Again, that indexing is not going to be very effective. So when I'm working with clients, I always say, here are the guarantees. Here are the guaranteed death benefits. It will last this long. And once we get past this point, the annuity is out of money, but it's never out of income. And you're getting the highest guaranteed income in the marketplace at any given time. Or if we're looking at just like a straight growth annuity, a straight fixed index annuity without income, the actuaries will say, okay, we want to be the most competitive. So we want to give the most opportunity in the S&P 500 or the S&P Mark 5% or the NASDAQ 100. We want to be the best for growth opportunities. We'll say, okay, we can offer 95 points towards our indexing growth crediting. That leaves about 5 points left. So what that will allow us to do is things like, okay, they can take a 10% penalty-free withdrawal starting the second year, or we will be able to release the entire amount as a death benefit, even if they die on, God forbid, the next day. So this is how these things are designed. And again, always keep in mind the phrase, there are no deals in the insurance industry. Everything is based on math. And this is why the most important thing that I always talk to my clients about is, what is the purpose of your money? Because if it's for income, we're going to go with the annuity that's going to give you the most guaranteed income. If it's for growth, okay, we're going to shop around and say, okay, is someone going to give us a bonus for you keeping your money with that company? Or the crediting terms during the annuity term? These are the things we have to identify, but we can't start to pick a product until we identify the purpose of your money, which is personally why I don't do the dinner seminar, because you're pitching one product to an entire group of people that have very different needs. Okay, everyone, I hope that helps clarify why there are so many annuities in the marketplace and to help you ask better questions to determine which is the best type of annuity for you. Now, if you just happen to stumble across this episode and you're new to annuities, the best thing you can do at this point is go watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. That'll give you a very good insight and overview to the different types of annuities that are available and how they work. And if you have questions about your personal situation, I would highly recommend having a short phone call with me. The best way to reach me is to go to atlasannuity.com. That will take you directly to my calendar page, or you can click the schedule a call button in the top right corner of any page on my website. And if you like this information, if you're finding it helpful, do us a favor, because it helps us get in front of more people, like and subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel. And if you are inclined, share it with someone that you think could benefit from hearing the information. And again, I want to thank you for joining me. This is episode number 73. Again, my name is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.